Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Bit of It Show.
Se la musica è da sempre il tuo mondo e ti basta un microfono per sentirti libero, se sei nato con l'iPod e per te la radio non si sintonizza ma si clicca, se per te è una professione o magari è solo un gioco e non importa cosa, ma hai sempre qualcosa da raccontare. Se questa volta vuoi far sentire la tua voce, allora Spreaker è la radio che cercavi, dove lo show sei tu.
Tocca a lei, venga.
Buongiorno.
Lei è?
Marco Percucci.
Sì?
Marco Percucci, quello del Bit of It Show, in onda su Spreaker. Presente, no?
No.
Ah.
Cos'è?
Ah, una breve rubrica di un quarto d'ora dove si alternano un po' di chiacchiere nerd e buona musica. Carino, no?
Da dove vieni?
Rimini.
Ecco, ci trovo.
Grazie. Tutti martedì e giovedì sera alle 18.30 del Bit of It Show in diretta su Spreaker. Nel 2010 l'Italia passa al digitale. 18 milioni di italiani stanno per ricevere una radio con tanti programmi in più, oltre a quelli di sempre. Più intrattenimento, più musica, più informazione, più minchiate. Con il vantaggio che anche tu ora potrai perdere più tempo durante l'orario di lavoro. E tutto in un unico ambiente digitale, gratuito e facile da usare. Noi ci siamo. Vieni anche tu su Spreaker.com.
The Terrific International Summer Stars, February 25, 2015. My universal production. You got to be happy, Jenna Turples. Good afternoon. Good morning, wherever you are in the world. Good evening.
See you in the year 2000.
Radio, Little Bit Show. I do want to get something addressed here before I do anything here. It is 9:30 a.m. scheduled of time at about Pacific time for you guys in the United States. 7:29:15 is the date. I will be discussing my recognition today, then the documentary update, and then I'll be going into the basically what's going on here. Basically, you guys are aware of my recognition to Broadcast Music Incorporated. I no longer work for BMI. I am no longer a songwriter, so therefore I no longer work for BMI. The issue is basically I never got paid for the royalties of which I was supposed to be paid and which I never got paid for. The whole reason why I had quit working for BMI is because of the stolen mail. Never received the banking information from Wells Fargo, and I never had even got any other mail that was actually supposed to be sent to me from the government, which was actually stolen as well. That includes the grant money that was supposed to be used for the documentary of the Seven Sisters, which will not be produced and aired on television. We had informed the Science Channel, and we also informed the H2 and the Discovery Network, basically on behalf of this case. So we will not be doing the documentary of the Seven Sisters. So being that there was a contract, we will not be doing that. Thanks to the fact that we will not be doing the production of the documentary of the Seven Sisters. By recognition, basically on behalf of this, is basically the reason why I quit working for BMI is because I never got paid the royalties. That is why I quit. The whole reason why I quit. That is the main reason why I quit working for BMI. is because I never got paid royalties. That is the reason why. So, judging by the evidence of which this whole case took place, I took the evidence, posted it on the blog, which is for the true secrets at blogspot.com is the address for the blog. You can read the whole blog from beginning to end if you need to get the full scope of the story. And the reason why this whole case is the way it is. Very recently, I had gotten in touch with somebody in Rapid City, of which whom knew Angela as well, of which whom she had possibly ID'd Angela as well. So, bottom line is, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, possibly 5 people who possibly ID'd Angela. So that has been noted, that has been taken into consideration for the case. Although, think of the fact that I never got paid for my royalties, for my music writing or songwriting or whatever, I will now not be going to college. Think of the fact that I never got paid royalties and think of the fact that I did quit working for BMI. So I will not be going to college. I will not be getting my student visa to go to college. And I will not be continuing here in the States. I did actually report myself to ICE. I did actually report myself to Sioux Falls Police. I had reported myself to DHS, Department of Homeland Security, and I also reported myself to the Immigration Services as well. All I'm waiting for is for them to come talk to me. That's all I'm waiting for. Other than that, I have not heard anything else. I'm just sitting here as a dud, basically. To the fact that they will not talk to me. So, on the aspect of this whole case, is basically the reason why I am stuck here is because I've been held hostage. I have not left this trailer park. If I leave with my roommate, I said in the previous program that I have no driver's license to drive anywhere. I don't even have any money to go anywhere. And I have, no banking information, no debit cards. So basically, I'm stuck here. So the whole reason is this whole case is basically the reason why I had investigated the state of South Dakota and BMI is because of the threats they made, because of the cyber stalking they done, and due to the fact that they had threatened Wesley as well, is the reason why this whole case is the way it is. And being to the fact that Marty Jackley wouldn't do anything to this case is the reason why he was investigated as well. Rumors did state that the allegations for the rape case on Marty Jackley was dropped, basically, is what they said. He was acquitted on charges. So that is the rumor. I don't know if it's true or not. I haven't confirmed it, so and I will not be doing it, being that I'm no longer a part of the case. Back to the documentary. The documentary of the Seven Sisters will not be produced. However, the documentary for the Truth Seekers will be done as is. There has been, the titles have been made already. It is rated TVMA, and it will be noted as is. This program is based on truth, facts, reality, and evidence. The documentaries, of which were actually supposed to be done, like the Seven Sisters, there's two title sequences that were done that has been picked out in case if the money of the, or the money for the grant has come in or is repaid back. That wasn't my money. That belonged to the federal government. That money belonged to the company of Multilingual Network and Nothing Because of Productions. But thanks to the fact that it was stolen from my roommate, is the cause of concern. Wells Fargo Bank did get sued over this case. Wells Fargo did get a lawsuit due to the case of this whole situation with South Dakota. There's nationwide, There was a nationwide, basically a whole nationwide legal case against Wells Fargo. So that was that. Basically, we did look it up. We did confirm it. So it's not just in California. It's also other states. So Wells Fargo got a huge federal lawsuit against them. So it's back in the state of South Dakota and other places. Uh-huh. 18 minutes in the program. Being to the fact that I had resigned from BMI, I most likely would not be going back into work for BMI, patients from BMI at all. I did actually email Charlie Fieldman, being to the fact that Charlie Fieldman tried to deny the allegations that I quit working for BMI. I had actually emailed him the confirmation from Rich Garza, and according to my recognition to BMI. So he has the evidence, he has notation. So if Charlie Fieldman has tried to lie to anybody, he has the evidence, and I do have the email. Sent from my Silicon Valley email with the address and phone number. I will be going into hiding due to the fact of the situation with Tamara's neighbors, and I will not be coming out any further than what they had done to me. What they're doing is uncalled for. What they're doing is illegal. What they're doing is stalking. What they're doing is trying to blame people for what they're not doing. What they're doing is basically causing havoc, pain and suffering for nothing, and not only that, but being racist towards me for nothing. I'm not doing anything illegal, in which case has been submitted to Sioux Falls Police Department, in which they did talk to me, in which they did actually talk to my roommate. I do not have a cell phone, as I said before, and I do not intend to get one. I will be going into hiding starting next week. I will have no further contact with the neighbors of Johnson Estate, nor are they supposed to have any contact with me. My roommate Tamara Urban, did state that I'm not supposed to talk to them, and she specifically told me not to talk to you or talk to them. But yet the neighbors don't confront me for nothing. So, if there's charges against the Johnson Estate Shillikirk of all the neighbors involved in this case, Sioux Falls Police will know. The only thing that's going to happen is basically that I'll be suing the Shillikirk for what they did. This includes Steve Johnson. And I think that Steve Johnson will appreciate that. 10 minutes in the program. And the aspects of this whole case basically pertain to me, Matsumikatu, versus State of South Dakota, and the public of Sioux Falls. Being to the fact that this case never got off the ground, being to the fact that this case never was taken in consideration by Marty Jackley, there'll be other federal forces coming into the State of South Dakota to take the case in hand. I will no longer be investigating the case, and I will no longer have any further contact with anybody. 14 minutes in the program. If you need to call in, 657-383-0568 is the number to call in if you have any questions. This content is copyright 2012-2015, Universal, April Network, and Multilingual Network in association with the United Nations and UNICEF. A service of Ripple International and is a part of WC 47 San Francisco and Cameron Incorporated. Owned by Universal Pictures and Universal Music Enterprise. Email marketing by Asia.com and USA.com. All rights reserved. All content is copyright 2012-2015. through the Copyright Office of the United States. Going back into the recognition of my job to BMI, I will specifically read this to you guys here today. Sent from Richard A. Garza, Assistant Vice President, Legal and Business Affairs, Performing Rights of Broadcast Business Incorporated. By certified mail and overnight delivery, July 23rd, 2015. Natsu Miko Kimikatsu, 4301 South Lilac Place, Zilpah, South Dakota, 57105. Dear Ms. Katsu, in accordance with paragraph 1 of the Writer Administration Agreement between you and BMI, I guess it's incorporated, dated November 7th, 2013, BMI hereby elects to terminate such agreement related to any and all performances occurring through June 30th, 2015, effective immediately and going forward as such. BMI will not license any works on your behalf, nor have any obligations to make any payments to you for any performances or works that you have written or co-written. So therefore, I'm not getting paid. I never got paid. Not from BMI. Regards, Richard A. Garza, AVP, Legal and Business Affairs, Performing Rights. Therefore, with that being said, with the notations on the screen, I, Natsumi Miko Kimikatsu, will no longer have any further contact with people in the state of South Dakota or judging the state's federal court due to the fact that racism, lies, theft, stealing, money laundering, murder, cyber stalking, cyber bullying, and a host of other charges, of which Marty Jackley still has taken consideration. However, if Marty Jackley does not want to take the case in consideration, it's again, like I said, there's a whole different group of people coming in to take the case. Judge Lawrence is the presiding attorney, Honorable Judge Lawrence of Sioux Falls, federal attorney. He'll be taking the case. Once my people come back to me, they will be taking the case to trial. The people who have actually possibly ID'd me from my photo stated on Facebook over 2 years ago, it's Hannah from Davao City, Philippines. She is the one who gave me away. Rock Shao, who is actually Beth Aaron, Beth Stonewell, photo exposed. That would explain why she handled the case like she did. That would explain why she did what she did. I do have a restraining order against Daniel Beener, and Daniel Beener is not allowed to be around me due to the fact that she had reacted the way she did. The case between me and Daniel Beener is totally different than the case in South Dakota. It was only a matter of time before Daniel Beener could have reacted like she did, and it was only a matter of time before she could have relapsed. Being to the fact that Dana Beener did react to the way she did is part of the reason why Beth Aaron, aka Rachel, had acted the way she did. We did actually find her profile on a social network and has been noted. Noted by the Philippines and the Philippine government. Without further ado, without any questions, any answers, or any suggestions, I will no longer have any further contact with anybody in Johnson Estates. Not alone that I didn't even try to. Johnson and Shay Shellacher in Sioux Falls, South Dakota is too fucking racist and too fucking stupid. Committing fraud, committing tax evasion for nothing, stealing mail, money laundering, stealing money, and cyber stalking, which is uncalled for and which was noted. Evidence has been suggested. All the evidence in this whole case has submitted to Mighty Jaffe, State of South Dakota, which they refused to prosecute. As I said before previously, that the state of South Dakota, including Mighty Jaffe, is a dictatorship and is noted as such by other agencies. Other outside people who came in to investigate as well noted the situation. State of South Dakota does get a grade F for their performances, lies, intimidation, breaking the law, and other charges. They did advise me that I will no longer have any further contact with State of South Dakota or the public. My people did actually advise me that I did actually try to help them, in which State of South Dakota did refuse. The only state that has grade F are Georgia and South Dakota. The rest of the states have good grades. State of South Dakota and Georgia does have bad grades. We tried to help State of South Dakota. We tried to help them with their situations, their ignorance, stupidity, racism, which they refuse to recognize. The officer who actually talked to me that day, 2 days ago, pretending to the neighbors, is actually Lynn Campbell's mother. Lynn Campbell, who is also a Filipino, an immigrant, knows the situation. Six minutes in the program. Without further ado, if there's any phone calls coming in, we'll be closing this program here, as is. This program is copyright 2012-2015, Universal, a network of Muslim and Greta Network, in association with the United Nations and UNICEF. It serves the Real Flag International and a part of WC 47 San Francisco and Commerce Incorporated. Owned by Universal Pictures and Universal Music Enterprise, email marketing by Asia.com and USA.com. All rights reserved.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Vitavit Show.
Se la musica è da sempre il tuo mondo e ti basta un microfono per sentirti libero, se sei nato con l'iPod e per te la radio non si sintonizza, ma si clicca, se per te è una professione o magari è solo un gioco e non importa cosa, ma hai sempre qualcosa da raccontare. Se questa volta vuoi far sentire la tua voce, allora Spreaker è la radio che cercavi, dove lo show sei tu.
Tocca a lei, venga.
Buongiorno.
Lei è?
Marco Percucci.
Sì?
Marco Percucci, quello del Vitavit Show, in onda su Spreaker. Presente, no?
No.
Ah.
Cos'è?
Ah, una breve rubrica di un quarto d'ora dove si alternano un po' di chiacchiere nerd e buona musica. Carino, no?
Da dove viene?
Rimini.
Ecco, ci trovo.
Grazie. Tutti martedì e giovedì sera alle 18.30 del Vitavit Show in diretta su Spreaker.
Ci siamo!
Ci siamo!
Ci siamo!
Nel 2010 l'Italia passa al digitale. 18 milioni di italiani stanno per ricevere una radio con tanti programmi in più, oltre a quelli di sempre. Più intrattenimento, più musica, più informazione, più minchiate. Con il vantaggio che anche tu ora potrai perdere più tempo durante l'orario di lavoro. E tutto in un unico ambiente digitale, gratuito e facile da usare. Noi ci siamo, vieni anche tu su Spreaker.com.